Now, the circus has come a long way since the days of ringmasters, lion tamers and clowns. Some things don't change, though, notably breathtaking acrobatic feats. It's one thing watching something like that on television, though quite another to be just feet away from those daring young men and occasionally women on the flying trapeze. I love it. And one company that knows how to ratchet up the excitement is Les Sept Doigts de la Main, the Seven Fingers, pioneers of a new brand of circus which blends physicality with video, narration and a thumping soundtrack. The French-Canadian troupe is currently in the country with Tracy's, a show set in a makeshift bunker where the group are hiding from impending disaster outside and they have to use every mode of expression they can to put down a last mark and leave their, get it, Tracy's behind. Intrigued? Well, James Lavery was, veteran of amateur stage, song, panto, after dinner speaking, James is no stranger to the business of show. So when the troupe's Geneviève Morin offered to put him through his paces with this very physical brand of circus, he was determined to prove that you really can teach an old dog new tricks.
We're backstage in the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh. Now, I've often been to the Festival Theatre. I love looking at Frank Matcham's great auditorium, and I've done lots of theatrical stuff in my time. But the one thing that I have never done is circus. Modern circuses are very different from the circus with which I grew up. We don't have any animals, you don't have any aerialists, perhaps, and we really want to hear about the kinds of circus that you are doing. This is an astonishing display of athleticism and versatility. But tell us how you came to do this.
I started gymnastic, but then I went into dance, and it's the dance which brought me to circus slowly.
I've seen just some video clips of it, and it looks astonishingly difficult. You must practice all the time to do this.
Well, we practiced when we were in school, like because we all did the National Circus School in Montreal, so that's where we learn a lot of skills. And now we arrive before show 2 hours and a half before to train and warm up and get ready for the show.
Do you think it's like the traditional circus in any way?
I don't think so. Like there's some technique, like circus technique, which are the same, but we use like different music, the way that it's on stage also, it's directed differently. Like we use a lot of dance, we use some acting, playing music, like we really do everything.
They tell me that you're about to try and show me some moves. What do you think I can do? Bear in mind my age and general debility.
Couch could be good, I think. Because I do like a funny act with a couch where I fall over and stuff and I use acrobatic, but it's not that difficult physically, so maybe we can try that.
Let's go along and give it a try. You might need to have your ambulance on tap. I've done some martial arts, I'm not completely defunct, so we'll do our best with you.
Maybe I can explain you a little bit. So for this act, we decided to like take a normal activity, like reading a book,
right,
into a chair and transform it into acrobatic act.
I think that will be astonishing. I can't for the life of me see how we can transform reading a book, which in my case is a very sessile activity, into something acrobatic. But let's give it a shot.
Yeah, first we can just play with the chair without a book because we don't need that much distraction. So, maybe you want to try my first move?
Okay, I'm standing in front of the chair now, ladies and gentlemen, right? I'm supposed to fall backwards into this chair to go completely behind with my two legs up in the air. Believe me, that's a sight you don't want to witness, and you'll be far better listening to it on radio. And then to come back up over the chair again, balancing as if I were on a vaulting horse. Let's go.
Okay, first you put less weight on your butt. You put it more in your back, so it will make the chair lean backwards instantly. So you can try that. And in the back, yeah. Then you lift your hands up.
Right.
And do the little swing.
The old scissors.
Yeah. Then you try. Come here, more up. And reach this part with your hands. Yeah. There we go. I think, it's the flexibility part here. Oh!
I certainly do need a lot more flexibility. I'm lying here like a beach turtle, ladies and gentlemen. A bit red in the face, and never mind the state of the rest of me. I can't even get back up. I feel such a fool.
There you go.
You see, it's amazing the flexibility you lose. Well, I made a complete fool of myself there, but tell me, how does one become a performer like this? How have I got what it takes? What do you need to do with me to turn me into a performer like you?
I don't know. I think it might be a little late, because you have to start that really young.
She's entirely correct, ladies and gentlemen. My gymnastic years are well past me, believe you me. But thank you very much for your help, and you've been absolutely wonderful, and I've really enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, after that little display, I don't think there's any chance that I should be allowed to run away and join the circus. Were I to come, I think they would send me home. I wouldn't blame them for doing that. But I'm standing at the front of this astonishing stage, right in Frank Matcham's great auditorium, and I have to end with a circus song. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, that daring young man on the flying trapeze. His moves, they were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love, he's stolen away. I think that's the point at which I should steal away.
Haste you back, James. A very game James Lavery, learning a new trick with a chair, courtesy of Les Edouards de la Manne's Geneviève Morin. And you can see their show Traces Minus James tonight at Edinburgh's Festival Theatre or at Glasgow's Theatre Royal. That's from tomorrow until Saturday.